A UFO mystery. It was around 10:30 p.m. on the 19th of September, 1961. Barney Hill and his wife Betty were driving home to New Hampshire, U.S., back from their holiday in Canada. They were driving on a deserted mountain road, and there were no other cars on the road. They saw a bright light in the sky. They first thought it was a shooting star or a plane. Then, the light grew bigger and brighter. Barney stopped the car to have a closer view of it. He looked through his binoculars and saw a large, disc-shaped object. It was descending rapidly toward their car. So, Barney quickly drove away. When they drove a little further, the object hovered over their car. Barney pulled over, and they ran into the woods. He viewed the object through binoculars again. He saw 8 or 10 humanoid creatures at its windows. They were peering at them. So the Hills ran back to the car in panic and drove off. Then, the car began to vibrate, and there were buzzing sounds in the boot. After that, a tingling feeling passed through the couple's bodies. At 5 a.m. the next morning, the Hills were almost home. They had no idea how they drove all the way there. They realized that the journey took 2 hours longer than usual. They noticed some strange marks on their clothes. Perhaps they were not conscious for 2 hours. They couldn't remember anything about those hours. When the Hills arrived home, they called the U.S. Air Force immediately and reported everything. They said that they saw a UFO with aliens in it. They thought the aliens kidnapped them and released them 2 hours later. Betty remembered being inside the UFO and seeing the aliens. But how did that happen, and what did the aliens do to them? Was the object really a UFO? No one knows. More than 50 years went by, but the whole thing is still a big mystery.